WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The World Health Organization says people are dying in hospitals in Gaza under extreme pressure with no supplies or medicines. Executive Director Michael Ryan.
The vast majority of health hospitals are closed. There are only 10 of the 36 health hospitals that were functioning in Gaza now functioning in any way at all.
The DOJ has charged 26 people in a multi-state fentanyl distribution network. U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves.
As alleged, these conspirators brought large quantities of fentanyl pills into our community, largely from California, smuggling them on planes and shipping them through the mail.
Two turkeys live to see another day.
Congratulations, birds. Congratulations.
President Biden pardoned Liberty and Belle today at the White House. The 42-pound birds were hatched and bred in Wilmar, Minnesota, by the Jennie-O Turkey Company just for the occasion. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789?
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court tomorrow hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's Republican legislative maps. Luke Berg is with the Conservative Institute for Law and Liberty. He says there's an easy fix to claims that non-contiguous districts are unconstitutional.
A third of those islands have zero people in them, another third have less than 10, and another third have less than 100. And there's only a handful that have more than 100 people in them.
Berg on Upfront on WISN-TV. The athletic director at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville has died unexpectedly. The university provided few details in an announcement this morning. Christina Navarro Krupka grew up in Madison and was in her fourth year as director of athletics and assistant chancellor at Platteville. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. One person was killed after a crash on Interstate 94 near Baldwin on Friday. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, around 9:15 a.m. on Friday, officers responded to a crash and complaints of a wrong-way driver who later collided with an eastbound semi-tractor trailer. The driver of the wrong-way car was killed in the crash and their name has not been released by authorities yet. The driver of the semi-tractor trailer was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Proposed legislation in the Wisconsin State Legislature would prohibit public school or university libraries from receiving any state or local funds if it bans access to books. The bill was authored by State Representative Jody Emerson, and it would make libraries ineligible for funds that restrict access to books due to political disapproval or the background or belief of the authors. The bill would not apply to current age restrictions on material that is considered obscene or to prison libraries. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Bucks are in the nation's capital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Wizards tonight in the Capital One Arena in Washington. Milwaukee coming off a 132-125 win over the Mavericks. Saturday night, Damian Lillard scored 27 points, Giannis with 40, and teammate Pat Connaughton connected on some three-point shots to add another 16 points despite the challenges.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play.
NFL, what a day for the Packers. Three rookie defensive backs against the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Jordan Love with a pair of beautiful touchdown passes. Green Bay beat L.A. 23-20 in a game that went down to the wire. Tense moments for Aaron Jones, who was carted off the field with a painful knee injury. I spoke to him at his locker.
No, it's not my ACL, so we're good there. To start the recovery process, the healing process, I got to do an MRI tomorrow, see how that goes, and go from there.
That's the Packers running back, Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and colder today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 31. Tomorrow, a little more sunshine, high of 42 on Wednesday, 44. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy with a high of only 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Zommers, over on the board. It is Monday, November 12th, 20th. Why do I keep saying 12th? I don't know. 20th, 2023. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. Coming up later on at 1:20. In about, well, less than 20 minutes away, 1:20, our friend and ongoing contributor, John Roach, great Madison legend in terms of an author, a writer, a reporter, just all-around great guy. He'll be joining us at 1:20 and talking about life, talking about Thanksgiving. It is Axe Week in terms of Badger football, talking about the Badgers getting back on track. And who else or what else? You know, I mean, John, you could talk to John Roach about anything, and it's interesting. So grab your cup of cider or whatever your beverage of choice and join us at 20 minutes past the hour for a great conversation with John Roach. Right now, I want to get to this story, news of the odd and the weird. Weird and wacky, as Johnny Carson once said. I did not know that. So the Iowa caucuses are coming up in January, end of January, and Donald Trump leading the pack on the Republican side. And he says a lot of goofy things, right, on the campaign trail. And for those that might not remember, back in 2016, people like Stephen Colbert on Late Night, where they made a big deal. Colbert actually did a show from Russia at a hotel where Trump allegedly at one time was involved in an orgy in which one of the participants peed on him. That is known for, there are people, believe it or not, who apparently are into this. They get their jollies off of it. It's called a golden shower for obvious reasons. And allegedly there are pee tapes of this occurring that Vladimir Putin has. And some people claim that's one of the things that Putin has on Trump. Why he has so much control. I'm not making this up, by the way. This is real.
If I am in charge of one of the largest countries in the world, I am not letting my decisions be influenced over somebody having a video of me getting peed on. Like, I'll just get over it.
I'm just reporting.
I know.
I'm just reporting.
Still.
So...
Well,
so
I believe this, it with Donald Trump because he's so right. Self-centered.
And so this has kind of like died away, right? You don't hear much about this anymore. This is something brought up in 2016, kind of in 2020, but we don't hear much about it anymore. And so this is what made it so interesting. Over the weekend, Donald Trump is down in Iowa campaigning for president and talking about having, over the course of his life, having to have difficult conversations with his wife, Melania, about things that he allegedly did. And this is what Trump chooses to talk about in 2023
in Iowa.
He was with four hookers. You think that was good that night to go up and tell my wife, it's not true, darling. I love you very much. It's not true. Actually, that one she didn't believe because she said he's a germaphobe. He's not into that, you know? He's not into golden showers, as they say they call it. He's not. I don't like that idea. No, I didn't. I thought that would be a big problem. I was going to have a rough night, but that one she was very good on. She said, no.
So he thought he was going to have a big problem telling his wife that, you know, there's evidence out there of me taking getting a golden shower. But no, that was fine. She was fine with that because she didn't believe him because it's such a germaphobe. Like, I don't know whether it's right or wrong or true or untrue. I don't know. I just find it odd that, again, somebody running for president of the United States, the leading candidate of one of the major parties, Republican, chooses to bring up a story that had kind of died away.
Once again,
he, you know, it seems like thou dost protest too much to me.
Yes, it is very much like you get pulled over and it's like, good evening, officer. I do not have 30 pounds of marijuana in my trunk.
So this leads us to today's edition of What's Worse? Mr. Zomers, if you please.
This or that. Choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with
time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, no prizes whatsoever, just your chance to call in and voice your opinion on a question across the state and around the world. Today's What's Worse is, what's worse, that Donald Trump is campaigning about golden showers in Iowa, or that the McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's? Give us a call.
Would we have some McRib haters, either you or Chris Pauls?
Out of 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What's worse, that Donald Trump is campaigning about golden showers in Iowa, or that the McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's? And don't forget, I mean, I was a big fan when the McRib first came out. I always had it, no onions, because I don't like raw onions, unlike that kind of stuff. But I think I tried it once when they brought it back before. I'm like, ugh, I don't know why I love that so much at the time. I think I like the barbecue sauce more than the actual McRib.
I've never had a McRib.
Well, now's your chance. What's worse, that Donald Trump is campaigning about golden showers in Iowa, or that the McRib is back at McDonald's? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Jay, across the pond in London. Jay, what say you?
Hi, you need a big hug. It's not November 12, okay?
All right. Well, I can always use a hug, Jay. Absolutely.
So, I asked Aaron to give you a big hug on my behalf.
All right, well, I appreciate that. So, yeah, what do you think is worse, that Donald Trump is campaigning in Iowa about golden showers, or that the McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's? First of all, do you have the McRib over there in the UK at the McDonald's over there?
I tell you what, I'm not a fan of McDonald's. Your sister is not a fan of, like, going to fast food. I cook. That's why I said, anytime I come to the United States, whatever state I am, I'm going to be cooking, and I say, Aaron, get on a plane, come take the food to the studio, quick, all right?
We appreciate that. We appreciate that. Well, I, you know, I've gone through phases in my life. I'm a big Culver's person these days. We have Culver's over here, fresh, never frozen. It's fantastic. There are two things I get a hankering for McDonald's. About once or twice a year, a filet of fish, and usually an hour later, I ask myself, why did I do that? But the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit in the morning at McDonald's, that's pretty good. But McRib, so-so.
The other day I had, Aaron was saying, oh, I didn't eat. I feel so bad. I say, oh, my goodness, my son is not eating. How do I feed the food to him? My pastel is...
Well, very good. Very good. Well, go ahead.
No, I think golden sour is the worst, because you know what? I always say Christopher Steele is right. I know Christopher Steele. This guy is the real deal. He worked for MI6.
Really?
And whatever he said about the Soviet Union, he knows what he's saying. But the Republican Party, they walk the ref and they dismiss the guy.
All right.
Pay attention.
Very good. Okay. So we have a vote for Donald Trump campaigning about golden showers worse than the McRib back at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jay. We appreciate you. Have a great day over there, or a great night in the UK. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Today's edition of What's Worse? That Donald Trump is campaigning about golden showers in Iowa, or that the McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. Let's go to the phone lines. Ron in Milwaukee. Ron, what's worse?
Well, I might surprise some people, but I'd say the McRib is worse.
And why?
And, I'm like you. I had one. Well, I had one just like you, and I had the same reaction. But that's pretty bad, right?
Right, yeah.
But, no, there's two reasons why Donald Trump talking about golden showers on this is not worse than a McRib. And one is, he said the part aloud that he wasn't supposed to say. That's good for our side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let him go ahead and talk about it. He is apparently worried about it coming back up again. I mean, he makes a pretty good stand-up comic on these, you know, but it's not a serious person kind of a vote, you know.
Right.
But the other part of it is, if he doesn't know this, it's urine, forgive the use of the term, is not really full of bacteria. It's fairly antiseptic. The
right.
problem is it's acidic. Mm-hmm. It's not good to drink because it'll cause you an upset stomach. And if it's somebody else's, of course, well, you know, it could be that you got in the way of some of that, and maybe they're not feeling well or something like that,
sure.
you know, and there are other things happening.
Well, the point is,
itself is not
right.
You can drink that stuff if you're on a raft in the ocean and you don't have any clean drink that stuff for a little while. It wouldn't hurt you at all.
Well, I think the point is the point is let's just not drink any of it. So you're saying that the McRib is worse than campaigning on golden showers.
And here's the deal. You can wash the McRib down with...
All right. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate the call. That's all right. I appreciate the call, Ron. I do think he's right. I do think he's right on Trump bringing this up all the time. You know, I mean, he's obviously worried about it, right?
Yeah. Similarly, Andrew from Verona has texted in and he said, not here to kink shame anyone, but... when the GOP calls itself the party of family values, it's laughable that they blindly follow the guy with the PP tapes.
Right, exactly. Not here. My favorite part of that tweet, by the way, is the first line. Not here to kink shame anyone. I guess, right? I mean, each to their own, I guess.
Andrew also said, we all know Todd goes to Quick Trip for the barbecue pork rib sandwich, far superior to the McRib.
Is it? I've never had a...
I have. It's not bad.
I've never had a barbecue pork rib sandwich at Quick Trip.
Yeah, it's not bad.
See, here's my thing. I'm not big on, how should I say, pre-prepared food that sits for a long time. I'm just not big on that.
Me either.
And the thing is, and here's why, because I'll take a chance. Occasionally, I'll gas up, usually not a quick, I mean, I do go to Quick Trip, but I mean, it might be like a mobile occasionally. And I'm really hungry, and I see like a bacon, egg, and whatever sandwich sitting there in their hot sandwich window. And so I'll give it a try, pre-prepared. And ultimately, it just isn't the same as something that's prepared right away. So anyway, appreciate your everybody calling in on What's Worse. We'll have a new What's Worse for you tomorrow. Stay tuned now. We have John Roach coming up straight away. Conversations about the Axe Week at UW and anything else. Thanksgiving and whatever else is on John Roach's mind. Stay tuned to the Todd Oboll Show and Civic Media.
The Tap, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulvey. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allbull Show, 20 now past the hour. Welcome in here. We have our monthly conversation with our friend and ongoing contributor, John Roach. He is a great author, worked for Madison Magazine for several years, still appears in several columns here and there, works on screenplays. In fact, John, I was, my dad recently had a bit, he was a teacher for like, 40 years. And he had a bunch of DVDs that he played for his kids, and he was going to give a bunch of them away. And I said, well, let me go through those. And so I was going through, and one of the DVDs that he had, which I did not have it on DVD, I've talked about it before, was the screenplay that you co-wrote, The Straight Story.
Yeah. No, it's The Straight Story's had a little rebirth with the Disney Channel because it the domestic distribution rights belong to the Disney company.
Oh,
which
really?
Obviously, yeah, when the film premiered at the Cannes Film Festival, which was a wonderful thing to be a part of, The opening credit came up and it said Walt Disney presents a David Lynch film, and the whole crowd started laughing, understandably. Right. It was a unique pairing. And now with the Disney Channel becoming pretty much everywhere, because of primarily because of kids. Mm-hmm. But that's one of the theatrical offerings, the non-animated offerings they have on the Disney Channel. And it still gets great reviews, a small film, but one that, I can't help but be proud of.
You should be very, very proud of it. It's still today one of my all-time favorite films, not just because of the writing, which is fantastic, which what you were a part of, but just the way that the film allows the story to be told. It's like slow food or a pour over coffee. It's not rushed. It's not hurried. It's organic and it's beautifully laid out and just allows itself to happen. And that's really the key to the whole film, I think.
Yeah, my old friend Doug Moe once called it defiantly slow.
That's good.
And it's just such a wonderful counterpoint to, it's a total change of pace from a lot of the films that are out there now, rapid fire and CGI and all that sort of stuff, which there's certainly a place for that. But,
there is.
David kind of made European style films pretty much and did them very well. And still does.
By the way, you don't know this, but those listening to our Black Friday show this Friday are going to hear this segment again, because we're going to replay this. Even before I knew what it was going to be, I said, well, anything John Roach is going to be good enough, we can replay. So some people are hearing this on Friday. So just to let people know, we were reporting that over the weekend, Donald Trump was campaigning or disputing this whole thing that he had gotten a golden shower by some hookers over in Iowa. And you came in over the break and you said, I'd never followed this segment about golden showers before, but you said you think it's
true. What they say, never follow chimpanzees is an old show business adage. But yeah, I've never followed a urine act before.
But you think, you agree, it there's a lot of validity to it, that it actually happened.
Well, look, the story is that as a courtesy to Trump, the people doing competitor research, which they'd hired, a respected British intelligence officer to do, came upon this rumor about Trump in Moscow that was in the pipeline. And as a courtesy to Trump, they gave it to him, right? Mm-hmm. Should he become president, that's good to know what compromise they might have on you. True or not, right?
Right.
In this era of false news and AI-generated content, the leader of the free world should know what the opposition has on him. But somehow Trump took umbrage with it and made it public. It was not made public by the Clinton campaign. And so, and there is a little bit of thou doth protest too much with it.
Right.
And if you consider the fact that Donald Trump, you know, thrice married and all sorts of lurid charges made to him by all sorts against him by all sorts of women. And he was doing a beauty pageant in Moscow, surrounded by pretty women. God only knows what transpired, given his character, honestly, his character. And so it wouldn't surprise me if Putin had compromise on him. I mean, not at all. And certainly in light of the fact of how he was so deferential to Putin during his administration, including taking a private meeting with Putin when he visited the U.S. with no one in the room. That's crazy. So, you know, I'm not a Trump fan. So,
neither am I. How about McRibs? They ever had a McRib sandwich?
Not a McRib guy. I do agree with you on the breakfast egg McMuffin,
right?
Sausage McMuffin.
Yeah, that's hard
to
beat.
A great, great a filling breakfast. And I am partial to the occasional order of McDonald's French fries.
Yeah, I know.
You just,
right?
You know, I'm old enough to remember when McDonald's first broke upon the scene with a big Catholic family, Irish Catholic family going down to Park Street in Madison. The first one was on Park Street. It was Kelly's and then became McDonald's. And you'd get a pickle with your hamburger, which was viewed as novel. But the whole idea of just getting a bag of burgers and throwing them at your kids in the car was unheard of. They didn't even serve you car side like A&W did and hang the tray on the window, which that was already being done. But just to have pre-wrapped burgers with no plates, no utensils, and you just eat it out of the wrapper and the fries and the burger. For a young couple with a lot of kids, it was a great way to feed a lot of young, hungry mouths. And obviously, it was a business concept that has stood the test of time.
done very, very well. And like I said, when it comes to actual burgers, I just, for me, it's just hard to beat a Culver's Butter Burger. On the fresh frozen, the fresh never frozen.
Yeah, you know, I like Culver's, but I'll tell you, there's an above premium craft burger out there called Mooya Burgers. Have you heard of them?
All right.
They're pretty good. Burgers. There are two or three franchises in Madison. That is a great cheeseburger. Oh,
really?
My. And good fries.
All right.
It's pricey, but boy, is it good. It's right up there with Five Guys and In-N-Out, where they're, you know, kind of these, you know, like they're craft beers. Now they're craft burger joints.
Right.
But Mooya Burger is really good. But Culver's, you know, I remember my wife and I were escaping the winter weather and we were in Florida. And out of nowhere, my wife spied Culver's down in Florida. Uh-huh. And she screamed in the car like I thought we had hit a small animal or something. And she just screamed, "There's a Culver's, pull over." And so it's a little taste of home down in Florida, but I guess they're throwing a lot of them up there down in Florida now.
Yeah.
You know, Craig Culver, kind of a genius.
A real genius. And the thing is, I've had the occasion to, I don't want to say he's, you know, I don't know him, a close friend, but through my associate with politics and stuff, I kind of got to know him and was around him a little bit. And just one of the chillest, most humble guys. And really, the thing I love about Craig Culver, I think he still does it. He goes to one of his franchisees, it used to be once a week, now it might be once a month, and actually works, like on the grill or busing or whatever. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. No, it's a... you know, there are a lot of these entrepreneurial stories around Madison, you know, between Judith Faulkner, you know, Greg Linton at Promega, Craig Culver, you know, the Bakke family with Sub-Zero refrigerators on the southwest side of town. Remarkable American manufacturing story. You know, Madison has a lot of these stories and they're, you know, pretty, pretty remarkable.
They're super remarkable, and I think we'll come back and talk about this on the other side during this Thanksgiving week. A lot to be thankful for. We'll ask John Roach of some Thanksgiving traditions of his family and what he thinks of the holiday now. That is also Axe Week for Wisconsin Badgers. They got a win, John. They're back on the winning streak as he looks a bit surprised. Back with more with Mr. John Roach on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow, the Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's Republican legislative maps. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward.
The way that these maps were drawn violates the separation of powers and is completely inappropriate, and therefore we need new maps that are drawn in a way that doesn't violate that bedrock protection of our liberties.
Mandel on Upfront on WISN-TV. The maps challengers will also argue the non-contiguous maps create so-called islands that are also unconstitutional. Governor Evers' Task Force on Artificial Intelligence meets again today. The governor wants the panel to look at how best to use AI for Wisconsin's workforce, including a focus on equity and economic opportunity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire County Aging and Disability Resource Center is looking for the public's help in finding ways to improve transportation in the area. The organization will host a meeting with community members today to get feedback on upcoming transportation plans for 2024. The ADRC is looking for community input on service gaps, ways to improve the program, and locating new areas that need service. The organization has partnered with the City of Eau Claire to provide rides for older and disabled people. The Wisconsin Department of Veteran Affairs has announced over $400,000 of funding will be given out through two grant programs to address mental health for veterans. The funding from the grants will come from the American Rescue Plan Act and are part of a $10 million investment by Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers in veteran services. The programs will offset the costs for veterans receiving emergency and crisis mental health treatment and long-term mental health treatment. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bucks are in the nation's capital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Wizards tonight in the Capital One Arena in Washington. Milwaukee coming off a 132-125 win over the Mavericks. Saturday night, Damian Lillard scored 27 points, Giannis with 40, and teammate Pat Connaughton connected on some three-point shots to add another 16 points despite the challenges.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play.
NFL, what a day for the Packers. Three rookie defensive backs against the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Jordan Love with a pair of beautiful touchdown passes. Green Bay beat L.A. 23-20 in a game that went down to the wire. Tense moments for Aaron Jones, who was carted off the field with a painful knee injury. I spoke to him at his locker.
No, it's not my ACL, so we're good there. To start the recovery process, the healing process, I got to do an MRI tomorrow, see how that goes, and go from there.
That's the Packers running back, Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Cloudy and colder today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 31. Tomorrow, a little more sunshine, high of 42 on Wednesday, 44. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy with a high of only 32. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 34 minutes past the hour. Welcome in. Glad to have you here. And we are certainly glad for our monthly visit with our friend and ongoing contributor. He is Mr. John Roach, an author, a playwright. I like to call him a Renaissance man because John is one of those guys who's done everything, kind of seen everything. And you can. I hope people are sitting with their hot cup of cider on this Thanksgiving weekend or whatever other beverage that they enjoy, because you're, John, one of these people that I just love to listen to. And absolutely, you write fantastically, you tell great stories. We were talking over the break that over this past weekend, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter passed away at the age of 96. And to me, and I talked about this on As Grows Wisconsin with Jane and Greg filling in for Kristen Bry, to me, she epitomized the definition of a helper. That she was a humanitarian and a helper. I didn't know until we were just talking during the break. You had the opportunity to talk with and interview the former First Lady, Rosalynn Carter. What are your thoughts?
I thought she was an impressive woman. I thought she was a serious woman, a woman of substance. She wasn't frivolous. You know, there was the, in the prep, they said, you know, they called her the Iron Magnolia, that she was very much a partner with Jimmy in his decision-making. But she handled herself with great dignity, you know, as much as you can learn with someone with a half an hour in an interview, sure. But handled herself with great dignity, measured her responses, and was a serious person.
What was the occasion that was it?
Was it overwhelming reaction?
Was it a political piece or a feature piece? Do you remember what it was?
I don't know what she was touring for. You know, this was back in my Chicago days. There was a flurry of interviews that I produced and did with Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Teddy Kennedy. But I think this was after it. It might have been one of her initiatives as First Lady, and it might have been a book after. I think it was probably for a book. Now that I think back on it.
Well, you brought up, she was one of the first people to really be visible with her husband, since they only had male presidents so far, but one of the first ladies to sit in cabinet meetings, to really be an advisor to the president. I think maybe at the time that rubbed some people the wrong way. She was also a great advocate for talking openly about mental health and advocating for that after her stint as first lady.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. No, I mean, she was an honorable woman, as Jimmy was an honorable man. I don't know that Jimmy was one of our greatest presidents. I think he was a stranger to Washington and never quite got his footing there. But, you know, you could argue he's the greatest ex-president we've ever had. He illustrates or exhibits the kind of behavior you expect from a former president in the United States of America, a real honorable guy too. I don't know that he had the right staff. I read a great book by Haynes Johnson, who was a Wisconsin grad, who was a longtime writer for the Washington Post. It was called In the Absence of Power. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy's staff didn't know how to work Congress very well in the outset. And they had Tip O'Neill as Speaker of the House, and they didn't work very closely with him on some of those initiatives. That was a mistake, I think. But that's a very long time ago. Rosalynn had great dignity is the first thing that springs to mind.
The former president's still with us. He's now, I believe, 98 or 99. But Rosalynn passed away at 96. I mean, all the great work they did with Habitat for Humanity. Sure. And our friend and colleague Earl Ingram on his morning show pointed out that isn't the irony of the current iteration of the MAGA Republican Party trying to literally wrap itself within Christianity. Right or wrong, John, or agree, disagree, we might not have ever had a great example of a true Christian in the White House is Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter.
There's no question. I was thinking the same thing. He is what I think Jesus Christ had in mind for his followers. Right. I'm not sure the MAGA people are at all. I think they're just the opposite, actually. And they use the, you know, they they shroud themselves in Christianity and do things that are hideous and don't resemble it. And I'm speaking as someone who had 12 years of religious education. So, yeah.
Speaking of things that were hideous, I want to get your thoughts on, we talked about this at the top of the show, but I'd just like to get your thoughts as a AEW grad, as a, you know, a Madisonian, that over the weekend we had 15, 20 Yahoos, schmucks, neo-Nazis marching here in Madison. And by all accounts, they were not local. They got a U-Haul truck in darkness afterwards and drove away. But to me, it's just repugnant. It's disgusting. When you saw this over the weekend, John, what were your thoughts?
I was appalled. I didn't know about it. And I'll tell you, I wish I had known about it and could have gone down, because I, you know, they wore the pictures that I saw, they wore ski masks.
All
right?
But two. Yep.
And I wanted to follow them and, you know, roll tape on them when they peeled those masks off.
Yep.
And to out them. Now, they're within their rights to have that march. I think it's good that we are able to identify them and then subject them to the derision that they deserve. But whenever I see these dopes, I'm reminded of the Blues Brothers, where, you know, the Nazis marched in Skokie, and it's like there's a famous line that says, "I hate Illinois Nazis." Right. I mean, you know, they're a caricature of themselves. They're sad, you know, incel, ignorant white guys. Mm. And they're... they're pathetic creatures, but they're also dangerous creatures.
Yeah.
And the fact that Trump has gotten a footing in our democracy with the kind of rhetoric that these guys trot out is appalling to me, mm-hmm. you know? And I was more inclined to take them lightly 10 years ago than I am now, in light of what has happened to America with Donald Trump.
Well, speak to that if you could. Again, we're talking with John Roach, a longtime, lifelong Madisonian, author and screenwriter, all around just great guy and an observer of life, John Roach. John, talk to us, our audience, a little bit about your time going to campus here at UW-Madison, protests and that sort of thing, versus what's going on now. It seems to me, if I was certainly a person of the Jewish faith, a student on campus here, other places, but even someone of the Islamic faith, the anti-Semitism, the Islamophobia, the amount of hate that is just, it seems to me it's gotten worse, John. Or as someone who's lived a few more years than me, is it just relevant?
No, I think there are two things at work. First of all, I think Donald Trump gave mainstream legitimacy to playing the hate card. And mm-hmm. Then the second reason is that social media has given everyone a platform and made what used to be embarrassing behavior commonplace. You know, I grew up in the era of the John Birch Society and, you know, kind of radical right stuff, certainly the Klan, certainly the civil rights movement of the 60s, you know, garnered a reactionary, you know, reactionary activities from the far right, the Klansmen, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, a Wisconsin grad was killed, you know, during the civil rights marches. You know, it was a movie about it that, what was it called? Darn it. Escapes me now, but
yeah,
so it's there, right? But there it to me, it's a function of who's allowed to fan the flames, to blow on the embers, and that's what Trump has done. It's always been there, will always be there, but Donald Trump gave it legitimacy. He gave cruelty legitimacy. And then social media acts like you know, is a bullhorn for him.
Yeah.
And there are no rules in social media. And so people are allowed to say the most awful things. And now we have Elon Musk, who seems to have lost his ever loving mind, you know, espousing marginal things that no self-respecting business person should in the name of free speech, which he's mistaken. Speech isn't free and it's not absolute. You have to exercise responsibility when you speak, and he hasn't. So he I feel like he's envies Trump for some reason. It's a weird thing. But I do think right now it's worse because of Trump and because of social media. And I like social media.
Right.
But unregulated social media brings out a lot of weird people, a lot of hateful, uninformed, ignorant people.
And we talked about this story briefly earlier about Elon Musk and DeSantis on Jake Tapper's show refused to repudiate it or call it out. But good on all these companies.
Well, DeSantis, can I say, yeah. DeSantis is trying to make a living punching down.
Right.
He picks the most vulnerable people in our society and he makes them a punching bag, which he picked that strategy up from Trump. Immigrants are powerless and he punches down on them. Trans people, which is an incredibly small percentage of our population, and somehow he wants to punch down there. Mm. He is picking up Trump's gauntlet of fear and anger as a campaign strategy instead of talking about solutions and hope. I'm embarrassed for DeSantis. And I do think he wears lifts in his shoes. And he's one of the most socially uncomfortable political candidates I have ever seen.
Right?
He has a hard time mustering a smile. I mean, what is that?
But you, to your point.
I think Nikki Haley is the only legitimate, you know, between Trump, Haley, and DeSantis. Mm-hmm. Haley's the only person who seems remotely sane to me. And I don't agree with her on her, you know, platform or anything, but she actually seems like a sane human being.
Talk to me about, because you mentioned all these past former presidents that you've interviewed and been involved, interviewed a lot of political figures over your life and career. What do you make of the current iteration of the MAGA party going back and trying to, over the weekend, relitigate January 6th and trying to say it was the feds doing this? They keep trying to bring back the past. All these people you mentioned, whether it was Kennedy or either Bush or Reagan, they were always talking about the future or more about what they offered people in the future. Why are fewer politicians talking about, particularly on the MAGA Republican side, less about what they offer in the future and trying to relitigate the past?
Well, they have to, I mean, they're going through a crisis of identity. They have nothing to offer a new generation of Americans. They have nothing to say to people who live on the margins of our society. So they choose to demonize them. The problem with the Republican Party is that, you know, they made noise about a big tent and then they abandoned that strategy. Mm. But they have no future unless they adopt a strategy similar to that. And so what I mean, personally, as someone who studied history at the university, I think this is a party in its death throes because the demographics don't bode well for them. No. And in the midst of it all, here, you know, comes the reversal of Roe v. Wade. Mm. Independent of the issue itself, it from a political standpoint, it's be careful what you wish for. Because I think that reversal and the Donald Trump's stacking of the deck in the Supreme Court, that is going to walk into every polling booth with every woman in America come next fall. And it was just like my wife said. She said, I think Donald Trump's going to do better than people think against Hillary. They just don't want to admit they're going to vote for him. Mm-hmm. And I think that the Roe v. Wade reversal is going to have the same effect. Even Republican women who ostensibly support Trump or support stuff that's right of center, when they walk into that booth, that reversal of RVW is going to walk in with them because they know someone or they themselves have had to look at that decision for themselves as women. And that cuts to the very essence of what a person, what a woman is and what she can be and what she can decide. And I think that is, frankly, to speak in Wisconsin terminology, the reverse of Roe v. Wade is the right bower for Democrats. That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again. I think that's perfect analogy. We're using that in the promo. Mark that down, Mr. Zomers. We're going to come back, talk Thanksgiving, and talk Axe Week. Can the Flexters beat the Flicksters, or Flick and Fleck? We'll talk about it after this. Stay tuned to the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
93.5 The Tap.
Religious extremists.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up at the top of the hour, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, our friend and colleague. He will be in taking you to the front lines of history. He reminds us, history being made every minute of every day. Matt Flynn will take us to the front lines with Matt Flynn Direct coming up after the news at the top of the hour. Right now, John Roach, Madison author, screenwriter, all-around great guy, Renaissance man, joins us once a month. We appreciate it so much, John. Let's get into it. It is Axe Week. Your Wisconsin Badgers found a way to win and beat Nebraska. I did not know this. I forget. It might have been Patricus. One of the sports writers pointed out the last time Nebraska Cornhuskers beat the Badgers at Camp Randall, the winning score was scored by Barry Alvarez. I did not know that.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
How about that?
Can I tell you, when Nebraska joined the Big Ten, I was at that first game when they played in Madison. I just thought, these people are in for a rude awakening. But I was happy they joined the Big Ten, because after walking around, I realized that Wisconsin people were no longer going to be the fattest people in red in the Big Ten. And I took comfort in that, because they like, you know, they're pretty corn fed out in Nebraska.
They are.
It was a great win for Luke Fickell. Tanner Mordecai put the Badgers on his back.
Yep.
They outscored the Cornhuskers 24-3 in quarters 2, 3, 4 in OT, to their credit. Luke Fickell has a lot of work to do in the offseason. He has a reputation of being a good recruiter. That prowess will be put to the test. I'm not convinced. I don't think the Badgers have an offensive identity yet. Mm-hmm. I don't even know that Phil Longo knows what their identity is yet. I think that they need more wide receivers. Clearly, we lose Tanner Mordecai. That's a big deal with the offense Fickell wants to run. And we also need to get a pass rush. But I do think we're in the hunt. I don't know if we're favored against Minnesota, but I imagine we might be.
I haven't seen the line, but I think maybe.
I do think that second to Michigan versus Ohio State, Wisconsin versus Minnesota is the best rivalry in Big Ten football. The Axe is an icon that is known beyond the region. And I think the Badgers, if Mordecai stays healthy, they have a better than I think actually losing Pauling is the biggest thing. Is their most dependable receiver. He's a receiver who could actually be drafted, and he came up lame on an ankle, and if he doesn't play, that's a big deal. I love beating PJ Fleck.
I just
love beating him for, you know, but I also think PJ Fleck is the future. That is what head coaches are going to be. They're going to be marketers. They're going to be, drum beaters. You know, Paul Christ, who was a family friend, he was more of a good old fashioned football coach. Fickell is more of the CEO type. Mm-hmm. That is the nature of the beast, given all the money that is on the table now.
Right.
You're going to see more guys like Fleck than Paul, I dare say, but it just tickles me no end to, to see the Badgers beat the Gophers. I will also say that my daughter, who's a Badger grad, has a friend who made a replica of the axe, and they bring it to every Badger Wisconsin game. And I do have a picture of myself with the axe that I fly every weekend when the Badgers play the Gophers. Remember, I grew up within, I grew up within 5 blocks of Camp Randall. So
that's great. My favorite, most recent, our next door neighbor back at Richland Center, Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion, captain of the team his senior year, along with Russell Wilson and Aaron Henry. There's a great photo after they won the axe. It was either 10 or 11 of Brady holding the axe at number 34 running around Camp Randall. So I always post that.
Brady threw the block that sprung the Wisconsin kick returner in the opening kickoff against Ohio State.
Yeah. Right,
most famous block in Wisconsin history.
I will tell him.
I believe
he'll get a big kick out of that.
I think it was Brady.
I'm pretty sure you're right. But Brady is humble and honest enough; he'll tell me if it wasn't. So we'll report back next month to you. But I think you're sure. Absolutely right. The axe, and you can hear that here on Civic Media Radio Network on Richland Center, WRCE, also Racine, Kenosha, Amory, and Wisconsin Rapids. We've got Matt LaPay and Mark Tellinger on the call. Mike Keller with the post game show always does a great job. You can hear that, or you can
Matt and Mark are the best, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can also stream that on the Civic Media app, the big axe game this Saturday. We'll check. It's either a 2:30 or a 6 game. I'm not sure, but we will check on that. Very quickly, a couple of minutes left, John. It is Thanksgiving week. Any reflections or thoughts, traditions in your family when it comes to Thanksgiving?
Well, we just had the second grandchild in our family.
Yes, congratulations,
Calvin,
by the way.
And both my daughter and Calvin and Calvin's sister Rose and my daughter Maggie's husband Brian are doing great, as is the rest of the family who is helping take care of them. So you always are grateful when everyone's healthy after an event like that. The older I get, the less I take it for granted.
Right.
On Thanksgiving, I'm always grateful for the big families that both my wife and I belong to, because specifically because my wife's sisters make a massive assortment of pies.
Oh my God. That's great.
I don't bother with the turkey or the stuffing or the gravy, although I'm partial to mashed potatoes being of Irish descent. But boy, they lay out like 5 pies, and I just cut to the pies.
Why not?
Apple pie, pumpkin pie, and I like fake have an entree just so I can get right to the pies. And that's what I'm really grateful for. And there's another thing I'm grateful for.
Yeah.
This Thanksgiving, the Packers play the Lions in the morning, and that throws back to my youth when the Lions had Yale Larry and Night Train Lane and all these old names, and obviously the Packers had all the Lombardi Packers.
For people,
but that was true Americana when the Lions played the Packers on Thanksgiving Day, and no one else played that game.
Right. Well, people hearing this on Friday will know the results, but our friend and colleague Earl Ingram has bet dyeing his gray hair black if the Packers win, and Gilbert Brown is going to give an autographed shirt, I think, to Earl.
Yeah, the Lions are ascendant, and I'm happy for them because no one has suffered longer than Lions fans.
Right.
And the city of Detroit deserves a winner.
But go Pack go, and on Wisconsin, and get that axe from the Flexters up there in Minnesota this weekend. John Roach, you are a blessing to us each and every month.
Thanks, Todd.
We appreciate you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Have a happy Thanksgiving to you too, and you too, Aaron. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thanks so much. Stay tuned. Our friend Matt Flynn is next. Don't go anywhere until tomorrow. For John Roach, for Aaron Zommers, I'm Todd Allball. Whatever you're fighting for and believe in, don't give up. Keep banging your drum.
Your drum, and they will hear you.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Baugh.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.